The opioid epidemic in Wisconsin has impacted people and communities around the state. Now it's getting the attention of transportation officials. In the last decade, the number of people who have been behind the wheel while on prescription drugs has gone up exponentially.
Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb said he was amazed by 2015 drugged driving statistics. He said he hoped that public education campaigns could help lower those numbers. Yesterday, state officials released a new public service announcement about driving while impaired by drugs. Here's a listen.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, drugged driving deaths in Wisconsin have increased nearly 200% over the past 10 years. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Department of Justice and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
David Pabst joins us now to tell us more. He's director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety here in Wisconsin. David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
We got a taste of the numbers there in that public service announcement. Can you talk about the rise of this problem that we're seeing with drugged driving?
Well, you know, last year, 149 people were killed in drug-related traffic crashes in Wisconsin. And that's, you know, over a decade, that's a 200% increase. It's just phenomenal. And over the last year, from 2014 to 2015, there's also a commensurate increase of about 54%. So it's a huge problem. Drug driving is a huge problem.
And I don't know if we can sort this out. Do we know how much of this is from people taking, you know, pain medications that they've been legitimately prescribed versus people taking someone else's prescriptions or illegal opioids like heroin?
Right. We don't have real solid data yet on kind of those proportions. We did do a study last fall with Dane County to try to determine that and determine if there is a roadside test that we can use from oral fluids to help us determine roadside if you're under the influence of drugs as well as alcohol. And the test is encouraging in that I think we'll be able to do it roadside. But the alarming part is, you know, roughly half the people tested for drinking and driving actually had one or more drugs on their blood system as well. So it's really something else. What we call it poly drug use, where you use more than one drug. If you consider alcohol a drug, opioids, marijuana, whatnot, a lot of people are taking a lot of things while they're driving, and they're putting everybody in danger.
Yeah, let's stick with the enforcement side here. Can you talk about what police departments around the state might be trying to do to spot these drivers and pull them over and detect if they're using one or more kinds of drugs?
Right. Well, we have to remember, of course, drug driving happens 24/7. So it's important for all our officers to be well-trained. The basic training that an officer gets allows them to easily detect alcohol-type offenses. And there's some advanced training that Wisconsin is one of the leaders in the country in offering, and it's called ARIDE, Advanced Roadside Impaired Driving Enforcement. And Wisconsin has over 2,500 officers trained in that particular discipline. So they know the questions to ask, they know the signs to look for the impairment, and they know how to follow up and get a blood test and confirm their suspicions.
I want to step away from the non-alcoholic drugs for a moment. Evidently, there's some good news on the alcohol side of things. Alcohol-related deaths down by about 38%. Those injuries down about 50% in the same period we're talking about with the drugged driving. What do we think accounts for that decline in alcohol-related deaths that could hopefully point a path on drug driving, too?
Right. Well, you know, the very strong campaigns that we have, both law enforcement mobilizations and the media campaigns we use, is making a dent in people's attitudes towards drinking and driving. I think it's a social stigma right now for drinking and driving. But a lot of people are taking opioids, you know, even legal drugs, and driving, and they're impaired and they don't realize it. So I think we're seeing a downturn in alcohol-impaired driving, but an uptick in prescription-type drug driving.
We're talking about drugged driving with David Pabst, director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety here in Wisconsin. We've seen a big increase in statistics of people drugged driving, killed in drug-related traffic incidents. David, you mentioned that this could be not someone using illegal drugs. This is somebody taking their legitimate prescription and then driving. Do you think that there is this big lack of awareness that people don't realize the impact that an opioid pain medication can have on their driving?
I believe there is a lack of awareness, if you will, and that's why we created this advertising spot, this public service announcement, to try to get people's attention that they should be thinking about what they're taking medicinally. And then if you add alcohol to it, which some people might not even blink an eye and do, you know, they're just creating a recipe for disaster in their own lives and maybe the lives of somebody else.
And how about on the illegal use side of opioids and driving? Do you think that public outreach is going to reach people who are already doing something that they know is illegal?
Well, we hope so, and certainly we're trying to, you know, approach this in a holistic manner here in Wisconsin. We have the Department of Health Services, you know, the State Lab of Hygiene does testing of the blood and whatnot, and the Department of Justice and DOT. We're trying to, you know, treat this as more of a social problem than purely a traffic or purely law enforcement issue. We really have to get people's attention to realize, you know, and talk to their physicians, what's okay for me to consume or do when I'm on this drug? You know, some people get used to the effects of their drug and maybe that side effect is gone, but maybe it's not. Maybe their judgment is impaired and they can't tell if the drug is really a problem with them in their driving.
Yeah, you mentioned a cooperation between different departments at the state and doctors. This isn't just a drug problem related to driving. This opioid epidemic, people are calling it, as it causes a lot of other problems too. Are you seeing more and more cooperation on dealing with this issue, whether we're talking about driving or other problems related to opioids?
Yes, I am. And Wisconsin has a strategic highway safety plan where we, try to incorporate all disciplines to try to move safety forward. And in the OWI and impaired driving realm, we have a very strong relationship with all disciplines, including the hospitals, including the Department of Health, DOJ, DOT, and all our other partners. And it's just, I do see strong cooperation here in Wisconsin.
In that public service announcement we played earlier, there was that phrase, let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Talk about that as a goal, and I assume that goes beyond just drug driving itself.
Right, that's our overall safety posture for transportation in Wisconsin. We believe that any death on the highways that's preventable needs to be prevented. So our goal is zero deaths, because how many deaths are acceptable for us on the highways? And the only goal there can be has to be zero, because if you're to say, oh, it's okay to have 10, well, what 10 people are you going to allow to be killed out of your family or friends and acquaintances? So you got to kind of make it personal. Yeah, it's a stretch goal, but it's definitely a goal that is attainable. There are 8 areas in the transportation sector where we're pretty close to zero. And so we just got to keep picking away at it in as many places and areas as we can. It's an attainable goal. It's going to take some time, but what other goal is truly acceptable?
Outside of drugged driving and drunk driving and drinking and driving, which we've mentioned, what are some of the other areas of improvement to try to reach that zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads?
Well, we know that over 90% of all traffic crashes are not caused by the highways or by the vehicles people are in, but it comes down to the driver and their behaviors and making poor choices. So first thing you have to do, you have to wear your seatbelt. Wisconsin has an all-time high in its seatbelt use rate right now, about 89%. But now the state is behind the country and the neighboring states, which is up to 90-91%. So Wisconsin needs to, you know, buckle up. We need to get 100% compliance wearing seatbelts. That's one of the areas. It's the cheapest, most effective way to save your life while driving a car is to wear your seatbelt. Speeding. We all need to slow down. We need to pay attention. I think one of the biggest dangers we have right now is distracted driving. We talk about the D's in transportation safety. You got drunk driving, you got drug driving, you got drowsy driving, and you have distracted driving. And distracted driving is huge, and that's on the big upswing too right now. So we all need to just put our phones down while we drive, turn them off, put them in the glove box, put the phones down, and concentrate on the task at hand. It's just so dangerous because you are cognitively distracted, you're manually distracted with your hands, and you're visually distracted by looking at the phone. So it's one of the most dangerous forms of distraction is that cell phone.
You know, David, you're coming from an interesting perspective, I think, because I think for most of us who drive, it's a routine task. You know, it's something you do every day and don't think about it. you're looking at it from a perspective where it's a life or death issue that can be affected by pretty small changes, like avoiding, driving after taking that medication, as we're talking about. Are you hoping that more of us could start thinking about it the way you do?
Well, I would hope so. You know, it's certainly my job, but it's also my passion to get people to understand that when you're driving a motor vehicle, you have a 2,000 to 4,000 pound missile that you're directing it. You really need to realize the serious consequences there are when you're not doing it with your full attention and abilities.
As we wrap up, David, this PSA, this public service announcement on drug to driving, is out. What's the timeline for some of the other pieces of the puzzle, the training of officers and things like that, to come into place?
Well, we're always striving. We offer the A-Ride courses to all law enforcement. We do that annually. We also lead the country in drug recognition experts. It's kind of a subset of the A-Ride trained officers. They're actually highly trained. There's about 230 of those. And we're in the top 10 in the USA with the number of DRE officers. But our goal is to have everyone get trained in A-Ride and as many more officers as we can handle the DRE, because it takes a lot of extra training and time.
We'll leave it there. David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
And thank you very much.
That was David Papps, director of Wisconsin's Bureau of Transportation Safety. He talked to us about a rise in driving while under the influence of drugs, especially opioid medications and heroin, here in Wisconsin.